Welcome to Maintenance Culture TV, our YouTube channel. Subscribe, share, like, comment and click the notification bell. In this video we will examine the following questions: Is the 1937 Walt Disney film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, a metaphor? Is the movie giving all mankind a message? Is the film saying that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs represent the sun and the seven planets, or the sun and the seven wandering stars? What is the 1937 Walt Disney Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs film really saying? The origin of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is in the Grimm's Fairy Tales, which is a collection of German folktales by two brothers, Jacob Grimm and Wilhelm Grimm, who together published 210 fairy tales by the year 1857. In 1937, Walt Disney made an animated motion picture of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Currently in 2021, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs are in Disney amusement parks as attraction and ride through Snow White's castle. The attraction is called Snow White's Enchanted Wish, with the characters, scenery and items from the motion picture telling the story. Walt Disney received a special Oscar and other accolades for the film. These are on display in the Disney Family Museum located in San Francisco, USA. The sun and the seven planets or seven wandering stars are Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. The seven planets also match the 7 days of the week: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The movement or orbits of the sun and seven planets can be described by two systems of orbits. First is the heliocentric system, the sideshow in the universe, within which the moving sun is orbited by the seven planets. Second is the geocentric system, the main show in the universe. In this system, the sun leads the heliocentric system planets in orbit around a stable, non-rotating, non-revolving, motionless Earth. Both systems are simultaneous and in harmony with each other and occur at the same time. The heliocentric system operates inside the geocentric system. At school, we are all taught to analyze Shakespeare's plays, for example Macbeth, or paintings, novels, films, poetry, and see if the work of art is using any devices to convey other messages to its audience. Having listened well in class and worked hard to pass our exams, we applied the analysis principles we were taught in school to the 1937 Walt Disney Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs motion picture, and we came up rightly or wrongly with the following. 1. Is the film a metaphor for the heliocentric system with a twist? The twist being that only seven planets, not eight, are in orbit around the sun. And the sun is also in motion. In the same way, that only seven dwarfs are in motion around Snow White, who also is in motion. 2. Is the film alluding to a stable non-rotating, non-revolving Earth? 3. Is the sun leading the seven planets in orbit around the motionless Earth? In the same way that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs are moving on an observable, verifiable, flat, stationary, stable, motionless Earth, the evidence and support are 1. A Japanese manga version of Snow White's story named the Seven Dwarfs as the 7 days of the week, Sunday through to Saturday. 2. The devices used by the Walt Disney's 1937 Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to get its message to the audience include: Snow White's skirt is colored yellow, which is the color of the sun. 4. There are only seven dwarfs around and moving with Snow White like the seven planets or seven wandering stars orbiting the sun. 5. In the Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe's Tychonic system, the seven planets orbit the sun, and the sun leads the seven planets in orbit around Earth, like Snow White leading the seven dwarfs in doing chores around the house. 6. The most exciting device used to convey the 1937 film's message is the job that the seven dwarfs do. They work daily in a diamond mine which is filled with twinkling diamonds. Just like the seven planets move around in the universe amongst the twinkling stars. 7. The seven dwarfs go from home to work routinely, predictably, as regular as clockwork, and the 1937 film shows a clock in the mine which strikes at 5 p.m., and the dwarfs start going home in a row. The seven planets or seven wandering stars also move in a predictable, routine, timed, manner in the universe, and they have moved predictably for centuries such that all eclipses, for example, can be predicted in advance. Thank you for watching this video on Maintenance Culture TV, our YouTube channel. Subscribe, share, like, comment and click the notification bell.